Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store at Lowe's.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
Previously on The Burt Show.
We've been married for 8 years. I have a job. My husband works. As far as the bill paying, he does everything. Around Thanksgiving, I was thinking about the fact that I don't know what's going on. And I'm looking through stuff, and I saw this payment for like $500, and it's a car payment. And I'm kind of freaking out a little bit. I haven't said anything to him.
So at that point, she didn't know anything about the payment. Mm-hmm. So we suggested to her, don't panic yet. Do the research on it. So she did. And the last time she came on, she said, yeah, there's a real car and there are a couple of names on it. And one of them's not mine. But she didn't know who it was.
Mm-hmm.
The bank wouldn't tell her
because
that,
since
right?
Because it's not her name, Honda couldn't tell her,
you
right?
You can't legally disclose that.
So Nicole is back. Hey, Nicole.
Nicole?
Hello? Hello? Thought she was back.
Hey, next time this happens, let's all pretend we can hear her except for Bert.
Really?
Let's try to get her back on. She must have lost connection. I was corrected on the camel toe.
Oh, no.
Why?
Somebody called to say that when the guy's jeans are too tight, mm-hmm, and you can sort of see his junk a little too much, it's a moose knuckle.
A moose knuckle? Stop it.
I personally like camel toe better.
A moose knuckle
apparently will work also.
You know,
I'm going to check out a moose knuckle now because I want to know what a moose knuckle looks like.
You know, moose knuckle used to play football against that Colt fella.
Moose knuckle.
That's what I'm
going to
name my firstborn.
Moose knuckle.
I think Tracy is getting a Nicole Beckham.
That's fantastic.
What is a moose knuckle?
I just can't believe
like?
There was finally a natural way for you to bring it up on the air. Really,
hey, Bert, I could have waited for months and months and months.
What was your question, Wendy?
A moose knuckle. Who looks at moose's feet?
Hmm?
Said it looks like a moose knuckle.
Wikipedia that.
I am binging it. The search results you get is fantastic.
You are going to have so many viruses on that computer.
I know. Corporate's monitoring my computer right now.
What is this?
All right, she's back. Are we done with moose knuckling and camel toeing? If that word catches on, I want credit right now, today.
The camel toe?
That I made that up. Hey, Nicole.
Hi.
Hi, you're back on The Voice Disguiser. How are you today?
I'm good.
Okay.
Okay, so the last time we talked to you, or the show talked to you, you had done a little research and found out that, yes, there is a car that has been being paid by your husband. There was another name on that, but you just didn't know who the name was because the bank sure wouldn't tell you.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Right, right.
Oh. All right, where are we now?
Well, it actually turned out to be okay.
Okay.
In that, I talked to my husband about it, finally confronted him, and basically there's this kid who works with him, and he's just fresh out of college, and he's been working with my husband. My husband really likes him, and just have a nice rapport, and unfortunately the company was having, cutbacks last year, and this young guy had the opportunity of either losing his job or taking a cutback, taking a pay cut. And he didn't want to lose a job. He really liked it, and he talked with my husband about it, and he confided in my husband that, he had this old car, that he was about to buy a new car, and with the pay cut, there was just no way he was going to be able to do it. And He doesn't. He has about a 45-minute to hour commute every day back and forth each way, and he really needed a new car. And my husband just said, okay, we'll look into it, and I will co-sign a loan for you. And he's basically been paying my husband off. He took a part-time job in addition to the job he has working at my husband's company. And my husband said that he didn't want to tell me because we did have an agreement about 3 or 4 years ago. Something came up in our family, and we agreed that we would, neither one of us would ever co-sign a loan for anyone. And he didn't want to tell me because he knew of that agreement, and he kind of felt that he wasn't really doing anything wrong because this young kid was paying him back, so it wasn't like he was giving anybody money for free, you know? And I started crying, actually, when he told me, and I felt really bad that I even doubted him, to be honest. And, you know, everything worked out, everything was fine, and... you know, that it just, it was a nice end, and I was relieved, but deep down in my gut, I knew that it was going to be okay. So, it was a nice ending kind of thing to this kind of traumatic thing that happened.
Yeah, like this is an acceptable breach right here.
Yeah.
Because he is helping somebody else out. There is a breach there.
And it's not money coming out of your pocket that you don't know about. He just was helping out. But did it still make you feel weird that he couldn't tell you about it?
Yeah, we talked about that, you know, and then he said, yeah, but you couldn't talk to me either, you know, and so there were a couple issues that came up because of that, and, you know, I believe him. I mean, I trust him. You know, my husband's a good man, and I just I had some things going on, I guess, that, you know, yes, I was disappointed that he didn't tell me, you know, but ultimately, it's kind of worked itself out.
You know, this has a little hint of that theory that I've told you that I have been able to use on Stacey from time to time, is, and it goes something like this. If I go out and I spend money on something and I tell Stacey that I spent $1,300 and she's utterly shocked, how could you spend that much money on golf clubs when I really only spent $400? She would normally be upset by the $400, but mentally I prepared her for the $1,300, so followed up by the $4, it seems okay. She had it in her mind that this guy was paying for a car for another woman. So when he comes forward and he's like, it's a coworker, everything's okay. While that might not have been acceptable if he just said months ago, if he just said, this is what I did, she's so worked up over the other thing. This is no problem.
Okay, good.
No problem. Here is Jennifer. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. I have a question for the lady on the line. Has she actually looked at the paperwork for the loan?
No.
He's already lied to her once. She needs to look at the paperwork. She needs to see it for herself.
Have you seen?
Call me cynical.
Have you seen that, Nicole? Have you seen the paperwork on it?
Yes, I have, actually. Yes, I did.
Okay, so you know the names on the loan, and you did verify that it was this young boy.
Yes, there's both signatures are on the loan. My husband co-signed it, and this young kid's name is on there as well, and the terms, everything is on the paperwork. And the actual amount, the $502, that's all there. Like, everything is there. Yeah.
Listeners are going to have a tough time with this.
It worked out okay.
There doesn't seem to be any real deception here. There's not another woman. He did it out of the goodness of his heart. It's going to be hard for you guys to listen to. We appreciate you sticking through this whole thing.
This is going to be very difficult for you to withhold your comments at this positive outcome on the Burt Show.
We're just flexing a new muscle today, people.
Yeah, we've got to take some responsibility for that because we've trained our listeners well.
And amid the whole Tiger scandal, everybody's a little skeptical.
Right.
In the past 8 years, I think people are pretty skeptical.
Yeah. So let's just allow it to be what it is.
Well, she saw the paperwork, so
she
has
saw
the
paperwork.
Right.
All good. All right, Nicole, thank you very much for giving us some closure on that.
Out.
Get it? The Burt Show.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the innie and any pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
pretty flattering. Think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme in theaters August 28th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.